from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Richard Sheehy reporting. The United States is ready to talk to North Korea, quote, without preconditions, but remains determined to force North Korea to abandon its nuclear arsenal. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson said all this on Tuesday. But even as Washington stressed the importance of a negotiated end to the standoff, Kim Jong-un vowed to make his nation, quote, the strongest nuclear power and military power in the world, unquote. President Donald Trump has promised that Kim will not be allowed to complete his effort to develop nuclear-armed intercontinental ballistic missiles capable of reaching mainland U.S. cities. To this end, Tillerson has overseen a global diplomatic effort to isolate Pyongyang and stifle its economy through U.N. sanctions and ultimately the threat of military force. Acting U.S. Attorney Kim Jong enumerated the charges against New York City's bombing suspect.
The complaint filed this morning charges Ula with 5 counts of federal crimes.
It was a very long list. And he's accused of multiple crimes, including aiding and abetting the terrorist.
Second,
voting is underway in the southern U.S. state of Alabama in a tightly contested Senate election between Democrat Doug Jones and Republican Roy Moore. The polls have closed and they're being counted right now, with Moore has a slight edge at this time. Moore has been accused of sexual misconduct 4 decades ago. That was back to when certain women were teenagers. He was in his 30s. Tuesday's special election is being watched nationally, both as an indicator of how midterm congressional elections might play out next November and as a barometer of President Donald Trump's political clout. More information online at voanews.com, also Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. This is VOA News. Zimbabwe's political parties want to give voters another 2 months to sign up for next year's election after political turmoil disrupted the registration process. Douglas Mazonda, the Secretary General of the Movement for Democratic Change, said the ruling party and opposition groups will ask electoral authorities on Wednesday to extend next week's voter registration deadline into February.
Zimbabwe started registering voters in September. But its electoral commission said on Tuesday just over 4 million voters out of a target of 7 million had signed up, 8 days before the deadline to end the process. Part of the problem was that thousands of potential voters, who are classified as aliens because their parents are from other countries in southern Africa, have only been able to register since last week following a court ruling.
Meantime, Lisa Schlein reports the International Organization for Migration sees an alarming deterioration in the humanitarian situation in Democratic Republic of Congo. That's as the fighting continues to spread throughout the country, forcing thousands to flee.
The International Organization for Migration reports a humanitarian catastrophe is looming in Democratic Republic of Congo. It notes spreading violence in parts of the country has forced more than 4 million people to flee their homes, making DRC the African country with the highest displacement population. The most combustible regions include the eastern and south-central provinces of North and South Kivu, Tanganyika, and Kasai. IOM is appealing for $75 million to urgently meet the growing needs of displaced Congolese and the communities in the violent eastern and central provinces hosting them. More than 13 million people will be in desperate need of humanitarian assistance and protection throughout the next year. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Despite Russia's ban from the upcoming Olympics, it still is the case that officials in the country expect more than 200 of their athletes to compete at the Winter Games in February. But there's a twist. Under the International Olympic Committee sanctions announced last week, all Russians must compete under the Olympic flag, the general Olympic flag, not that of Russia, and they will only be called, quote, Olympic athletes of Russia. This decision to ban Russia from the Olympics came after the country was found to have run a sophisticated doping program at the 2014 Sochi Olympics. Yemeni security forces killed at least 3 suspected militants in a raid early Tuesday in a southern port city. 3 policemen were killed in a shootout when the forces stormed a workshop where car bombs were built. The force arrested 2 suspected militants and found explosive belts and other weapons. I'm Richard Sheehy in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.